Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pasquale. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cal McLish. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field. Minoso picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Minoso. Virals moves to second. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Virals scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to third. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Batty moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Green scores. Batty moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia strikes out. One out. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Verall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner bunts in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to third. Allison moves to second. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertoia hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon tags and scores. Allison tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Twins. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0-for-1 in the game. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pascual fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing shortstop. Zoilo Verhaal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verhaal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Killebrew reaches third base with a triple. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McLish hits a pop-up towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Fox reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0-for-2 in the game. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Green goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Dobek now playing left field. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Covington pinch hits for Cal McLish. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington strikes out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. Esposito hits a pop-up towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bertoia takes first base on ball 4. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0-for-3 in the game. Pascual bunts towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Bertoia moves to second. One out. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Verals hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bertoia scores. It's 5-0, Twins. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Green takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Green moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Green moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. Jerry Staley now pitching. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Pascual covering, for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-3 in the game. Sievers strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.